flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:06 and it is cold outside. I know it's cold outside because my teenager wore a coat without having to be instructed. As a parent, you don't need to wait for Paul Douglas to tell you what the temperature is. You don't need to wait for Mike Lynch to tell you about the barometric pressure and El Nino. If your teenager puts on a coat without instruction, then you know without a doubt it's cold outside. That's it. That's it. That's it. Point blank. That should be Belinda Jensen's weather. Whether or not your teenage child puts a coat on, that ought to tell you what you need to do for your family. If you get the gas for the snowblower, or if you need to stock up on groceries, if your teenager is walking out of the house with a coat without instruction, it's cold. Point blank. End of story. Now, y'all know our family had a blast on Andrew Zimmern's family dinner. The Brundages were on the first season. We were episode number 3. And I was so proud that we were the third most downloaded episode of that season. The kids were there. Andrew was awesome. He was so kind to my special needs children. We had a blast. But let me tell you something about this reality TV. It is work. The first day we had to cook everything and they did the interviews and stuff. And that was like 10 hours. And then they left and then we had to clean up all the stuff and wash the dishes. And then the very next day we had to do it all over again. So that meant that we had to buy our kids 2 outfits that matched and looked exactly alike just in case they had a spill and they couldn't get the stain out of the clothes. I said I had no idea all this was going on. So when I'm watching Chef Ed Porter on the pressure cooker or on Food Network, I'm like, now that I know the behind the scenes, especially with a cooking show, that is work. So I had to bring Chef Ed in, and he is in the studio live in living color. Happy New Year. I know Chad Hartman says I'm not supposed to say it because it is January 20th, but I'm going to say Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here. Now, if you have not heard of Chef Ed Porter, you need to stay tuned to this show. Call your friends and tell them y'all listening to Chef Ed, because he is a culinary artist. He has captivated audiences on this Netflix show, Pressure Cooker. Baby, they was all living under one roof, 11 chefs. Ooh, that was a lot. That was tension. There was cooking. There was a contest. How did you, you know, cause you out and you know, doing your thing in the cooking world, in the culinary world, but then to get on this show, this pressure cooker show and so many others that you've been involved in, talk to me about how that element of your life came about.
Yeah. So, the TV circuit is a unique one. So, it's one of those things that once you're in, like you're in. So I did Food Network's Guys Grocery Games.
Yes.
In 2014.
Uh huh.
I wind up doing 2 episodes of that show. I'm a Guys Grocery Games champion. I won that show. Then I did the first season of Tournament of Champions, Guys Grocery Games Tournament of Champions.
Okay.
And so once you into that circuit, like you get, you know, these mm-hmm. offers to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people that if it's not for me, I'm not checking for it. So there's plenty of shows that I've said no to even attempting. This one came across the table, and I was like, you know what, this sounds cool. And at the point in time where I was in my life, I was like, you know what, let's try it. Let's see if the old man still got it. it was a blast.
Now, folks are listening. We're talking to Chef Ed Porter, and I know y'all are thinking he sounds like a New Yorker, and that is because he was born in Mount Vernon. If Mount Vernon sounds familiar, it's the home of Denzel Washington,
right.
The late great Heavy D.
We went to the same boys club before it was Boys and Girls Club.
Were in a boys club. So now we got a. Oh my God! Now he's a for real celebrity. All this celebrity Netflix stuff. You was in the same boys club as Denzel Washington.
It's the Boys and Girls Club. We attend not the same time. Obviously, he's older than me, but we went to the same Boys and Girls Club in Mount Vernon. I know this because it was plaques and memorabilia of him posted everywhere in the
wow, buildings. Wow. And you are here in the Twin Cities, living here. This is where you call home.
This is home.
Now, what brought you to our great state of Minnesota?
So my first stint, as I say, that I when I first came to the Twin Cities was in 98. So I opened up a restaurant called Aquavit in the IDS Tower.
I was a part of the
opening team. So I worked, one of my mentors, Marcus Samson, I worked at the New York Aquavit. They like, okay, we're going to open up Minneapolis. It's the largest concentration. It's a Swedish restaurant.
Right.
Largest concentration of Swedes outside of Sweden.
Okay.
To be fair, I didn't know at that time. I didn't know where Minneapolis was. I thought it was Indianapolis. Then he said Prince. I'm like, okay, I know Prince.
Right.
So I was supposed to be here for, I was only supposed to be here for 2 months. I want to be here for 5 years.
Wow.
So I love the cities. And it's funny that I run into people all the time now and they don't know that I live here.
So they think you're just visiting.
People that follow me on social, I travel a lot.
Yeah.
So they see me everywhere but here.
That's because when you home, you don't need to be posting. You homing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so, my God.
I do love the Twin Cities. It's been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
And, you know, folks know you from the shows, from the mm-hmm. restaurant, and you are going to be doing something very special here. If you miss Chef Ed's cooking and you want to get together with some of your friends, we've got a special event coming up. Y'all know how much I love Coach Shay. She is in the green room. She and Chef Ed have come together, and they've got an amazing event coming up. You are going to want to get tickets. We're going to have Coach Shay join our conversation next. It's 2:17. You are listening to The Shaletta Show, and the queen is in the building, Coach Shay. Oh, it is so good to see you. You have another edition of Stories Behind the Menu, and Chef Ed is going to be the chef. I don't think I've been this excited. Okay, I like your Stories Behind the Menu, but I have to tell you that having Chef Ed there, it takes it up a notch. Okay, you have an amazing roster. You do this quarterly. Talk to us about Stories Behind the Menu for folks who haven't heard about it, and then how you got Chef Ed.
Well, hello. Happy Saturday, everyone. Yes, so it is year 3 for our Stories Behind the Menu. And as always, we start with Black History Month, so we're excited to have Chef Ed Porter there. And so I was introduced to him by mutual friend Sina. Shout out to Sina, who helped me out to pick out this amazing chef. And we are just so excited to set this season off. As you know, he's coming with a little bit more flair than everyone. He's not only, you know, a culinary artist, but he's also also a musical artist. So when I learned that his album Day Zero had dropped and it was a pairing with food, you know, I was doing the happy dance. I had that shoulder lean. So I am just ecstatic to, you know, like you said, he lives here, but he lives right here in Plymouth and people should know about him. Sometimes as black chefs in, you know, the Twin Cities, they don't get as much recognition. So I'm bringing light to that. I want them to have the same recognition that they're doing because they're creating excellent meals.
Okay, so how can people get tickets? What day is it? Give me all the details because folks, okay, so people, Chef Ed, this is your first time on the show, but people don't, they think because I'm talking that they in the car and they just be calling me and texting me. Like, what's the website? Ask Chef Ed if he knows such as. I'm like, girl, I'm in the middle of my show. Yeah. So Chef Ed, I just want you to know people are called out. They're beeping and that's my phone. That's okay. They want to get to Chef Ed. So, Coach Shay, you got to tell us where they can find Chef Ed, when's the event, and how they can get tickets.
Yeah, so the event is February 8th next month, starting off Black History Month. StoriesBehindTheMenu.co. You can get your tickets on there. And this is a culinary experience. So we are talking about true cuisine and how people of color have shaped America and how the only true cuisine is indigenous. And so we're letting them tell their stories. And then we're adding a little twist. You know, it's an actual dinner book club. So we're attaching a book or documentary. And this time he picked out an amazing documentary, High on the Hog, Season 2, Episode 2, because his mentor, Alexander Smalls, is in that episode. So I thought that was so fitting. And if you're ready for something that's different and a treat, come. We still have some tickets available.
Oh, my God. Okay, Chef Ed, you got to tell us what's on tap for that night. Have you gotten the menu ready? Because I'm going to go ahead and lose these 18 ounces now so I can put them back on for February 8th.
The menu is set. The menu is set. And we will be putting it out soon. I don't know if I want to drop some of that stuff.
Can you tell us one thing? Can we just, can you give us a sneak peek?
Which one?
How about the soup?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So basically what I wanted to do with this menu is give people some insight on ingredients that are originated in Africa, but have been widespread whether people know it or not, and to utilize them in a way that they may not have seen. So the first course is a peanut bisque and peanuts, which is indigenous to Africa, is called the groundnut, and some very ingenious things have been made with this wonderful legume, and the people of color that have paved the way, a la George Washington Carver, to making peanut butter and things of that nature with this fabulous legume, just paying homage to it and to the people before me and the chefs and creative individuals. So we're just going to utilize some things that you are very familiar with and some things that you may not be, and knowing the origins of what they are, and then just taking them up a notch with some creativity.
Okay, and talking about that creativity, that's one of your specialties. It's one thing to be a good cook. It's another thing to be a great chef and be creative. And so when people buy the tickets and they come, what can they expect? Because every one of these stories behind the menu, Chef Ed, is different.
Yeah, so when people ask what I do, I would tell people that I'm a creative storyteller. My mediums just happen to be food and music. This is a great pairing for Stories Behind the Menus because that's what Shay does. She's telling stories, that conversations that usually never happen or happen on this type of level. And so I'm happy to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. I believe in the mission and the charge that she set forth in. This being the third year, so I didn't have anybody told her this. So three is my divine number.
So what? Look at Jesus.
Three is my divine number.
That's my line. Look at Jesus.
Yeah.
Look at Jesus.
So I like it goes deep. I didn't know this until I sat on a flight from LA to New York with a numerologist. So really quick, I'm the third child born on the third day of November, which happened to be a Wednesday. There's six characters in my name, all divisible by three, in both names, Edward and Porter. I had my first stint, three daughters, 3 years apart, born in the third week of the month of the born. So
That's your number. So,
look, all the numbers. The storytelling is already starting.
All the numbers that I use.
See why we picked him?
Yeah. All the numbers that I played sports with were always 3, 21. It's all divisible by 3. Everything.
Okay, Coach Shea, when you.
I did not know that.
Got Chef Ed to be a part of Stories Behind the Menu, you must have felt like this was divine intervention, because how he uses music and food to tell stories is just, like he said, it's just right in the same line with the mission of Stories Behind the Menu. This is just like a perfect match.
It's like peas and carrots.
Yeah.
It goes together, right? So we've already set this platform about telling these stories and food around it and shaping America and taking down those walls and biases and really getting out of your comfort zone. So when I was able to listen to his album, I was like, oh, wow. Okay, I see you from the Bronx. Like, to bring that Bronx flair to this Minnesota flair and merge that together with all of his experiences, it was a perfect match for us in our third season. As you see, 3 is his favorite number, so jackpot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now is this going to be down at the Mosaic?
Yes, our wonderful partners Mosaic, we love them, and they'll all 4 be there this year. And you know, we couldn't do this without Blue Cross Blue Shield and our new sponsor Surly Beer. So some of the dishes will be matched and paired with Surly's new items, and we're going to be featuring. So we're really grateful and gracious for this opportunity as we take this to the next level. This year is going to be amazing.
I can't wait. Chef Ed, when you saw all of the previous Stories Behind the Menu, the documentary came out, debuted at the Twin Cities Film Festival, just being a part of this historic and groundbreaking endeavor, just talk to me about your reaction to that.
Being a storyteller, it is always very important for me to be able to not only lend in, but be, you know, a fly on the wall, a fan of the stories. And so the work that Shea has done with putting this together and being a woman of color and the barriers that she's broken down and the conversations that she's created and fostered through this endeavor is not only important, it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And so me being a part of it was a no-brainer, especially since so I have the whole reason for the album was to do exactly this. So my album Day Zero, which means from scratch, I have an initiative called the Day Zero Experience, which is there's 12 songs in the album. The whole point was to pair the 12 songs with 12 courses and have a dining experience. So this is
you
this
coming?
Is, yeah.
So this you
is
coming?
The, yeah. This is the.
I'm already there. What you talking about? Am I coming? So I'm already
stories,
there.
Stories Behind the Menu is like the precursor to that, and specifically that I'm doing it here in Minnesota. Like Shay didn't even know I was here.
He lives down the street from me. Like
yeah, she had no idea that I lived.
He was
here,
just talking about because. You go on the social media, he's got New York, he's just in California. Yeah. I'm seeing
everyone. He's a big deal.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you look at it, you don't see no Minnesota. I need you to get more Minnesota on your social media timeline.
I need Minnesota to have him more on their timeline.
Okay, now that's true too. Well, he's going to be on mine. I've been in here like paparazzi, y'all. Like, there he's talking, I'm taking pictures and getting video. Because, you know, the one thing that I love is being able to support you know, black folks who have a dream.
Right.
And the last thing we ever want is for somebody to have a dream in our community and that dream die because they don't have the support that they need. Talk Absolutely. To me about what it means to you, Chef Ed, to have Coach Shea here and to support the work that you're doing.
Well, this is a mutual thing. So I told Shea when we met, I said, listen, one, I'm a man of integrity. First and foremost, and so if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I say I can do something, I can do it. If I need to know how to do it, I'll figure it out. And so with that being said, and she's cut from the same cloth, it's important for people to understand that as human beings, first and foremost, it's important for us to build each other up rather than tear each other down, specifically in our culture. But it is... Presentation is key. And so being able for people to see that these things on this type of level are not only possible, but are being done in a way that is raising the bar for just everything, I think is important. So I'm happy to be a part of this. I'm all about, I'm not about transactional things. So
yes, I want to have a relationship.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm a relationship building guy. Either I'm in or I'm not.
He is.
And this is for sure not the last time that you'll hear us synonymously together. For sure.
All right. Okay. Now, Coach Shay, again, my friend Tina, one of our fellow podcasters, is texting. She's listening.
Tina.
Hey, girl. Again, folks think that because I'm talking that it's just me and them having a conversation and they just like texting and calling because they missed the part where you said when this event is, where it is, and how they can get tickets. So before you go, we got to say that again because some folks are just getting in the car.
Okay. So it is February 8th at Mosaic Venue, Minnesota, and you can get tickets at storiesbehindthemenu.co. It will be at 6:30 p.m. You do not want to miss this. Tickets are selling out. You've got 3 weeks. I'm coming, you guys. I'm coming with the fire. We're bringing Black History Month in with the bang, and we'll be here all year. So you don't want to miss this.
No, and this is a wonderful way to learn about Black history, you know, it's, and I'm not saying that, you know, you don't go and get your books, you don't go to some other venues, but you know, we're in a new age, a new millennium, and, and there are new ways to learn about someone else's history.
Absolutely.
And breaking bread together is number one on the list. Even the pilgrims did that. So this is a great opportunity for you not only to come, but bring your friends and family and enjoy this meal with Chef Ed and, you know, keep the legacy of Stories Behind the Menu going.
Can I say this too? This is for everyone. People always ask me this. As we highlight chefs of color, this is for us to be inclusive. So everyone is included. It doesn't matter. You know, usually it's 18 plus, but we want everyone, Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Indigenous, whomever is invited. We want you to come sit at the table with us, have courageous conversations, know that this is love. This comes from my heart. This is why it says a celebratory heart, and we lead with love. And we, like he says, we don't tear each other down in any way. We want to love everybody and bring them to the table together by food and conversation.
Absolutely.
Well,
and Black history is American history.
Come on, preach.
And so that's my charge, is to to break outside of the boxes and the paradigms that are created to separate us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is American history.
Well,
thank y'all so much for coming.
You.
It was such a pleasure to have y'all on the Shaletta Show. It is 2:31. We're talking sleep with the sleep doctor next. It is 2:35.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My friend Chad Hartman has issues sleeping. He's been very vocal about it. Insomnia is something that he struggles with. And I have to say, I have been praying for my friend, hoping everything will work out. That had not been my experience. Because by the time I finished with my four children all day long, I am in the bed and I'm out like a light. Never had a problem with it until recently. I don't know if it's menopause. I don't know if it's the cold weather, but I'll go to sleep and then I'll wake up at about 1 o'clock in the morning and then I'm up the rest of the night. I can't get back to sleep. And so by the time 2 or 3 or 4 in the afternoon come up, I'm exhausted. I am just checking emails from Thursday because I am too drained to actually have a good thought about how I want to respond to somebody who wants to do business with me. It is getting to the point where it's affecting everything. My kids told me the other day that I was yelling at them and I was cranky. And I was like, no, I'm not cranky. And I know it's because I'm not getting enough sleep. And I don't know what's causing it. Again, because I have never had this problem. It has never been my issue. And so y'all know I live on social media, always on Facebook, always on Twitter. That's where I find my answers. Some people go to Google. Some people go to the library. Some people call their parents. I call on social media. when I need the answer to something. And I'm like, who is up? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And 5 or 6 people responded. I'm up. I've been up all night. And somebody said, y'all need to call the sleep doctor. I was like, okay, well, does the sleep doctor have a name? Is it just, am I supposed to Google the sleep doctor? And where is the sleep doctor? Turns out the sleep doctor is right here in the Twin Cities. Inell Rosario is the sleep doctor. She is in the studio with me, and I can't thank you enough for being here.
Well, welcome. I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Okay, you are the sleep doctor. Tell us about your practice. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show, so I want to make sure our listeners are familiar with you, because I'm sure either I'm going to have you back on or Chad Hartman's going to call you, because this sleep thing is serious, and it impacts every part of your life.
Absolutely. You nailed it. As you notice, when you weren't getting enough sleep, everything else went out of whack. How well you behaved with your children, mm-hmm. your overall energy to get through the day. So you absolutely have it correct that sleep is the foundation of your wellness. When you're not sleeping well, your efficiency, your mood, everything is affected.
Everything.
So I'm Dr. Inell Rosario. I've been in practice in the Twin Cities for the past 26 years. I'm board certified in ENT and sleep medicine. I have an ENT and sleep medicine practice that's in Inver Grove Heights and in Roseville. And we do both home sleep studies and as well in-lab sleep studies, depending on the person's history. But let's deal with the insomnia issue first that you came up with, because mm-hmm. for a long time you were doing great. And then, okay, now I'm getting up at 4 in the morning,
yeah.
or 3 in the morning, 1 in the morning. Why is that? So a lot of the times when people say my sleep habit have changed, oftentimes it could just be situational. They're stressed, and good and bad stress. Stress about something exciting happening, stressed about something that is not so good. You know, they have a medical condition. They have uncertainty about their jobs or whatever else might be going on in their life that causes stress. And that also will affect the sleeping, the waking up. And then when they wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of people will do habits that will cause them to essentially keep waking up in the middle of the night. So they will do things like go read, go stroll. No strolling, my dear.
Oh.
No streaming, because the brain loves to be stimulated. It's like, you know, getting a whale to jump. You give it a treat and it goes up. So when you do wake up in the middle of the night, the best thing to do is to lay in bed, eyes closed. And then I usually like to use imagery for patients where I tell them, think about something pleasant. Think about a vacation you've been on.
Okay.
Don't think about anything you just did, have to do, coming up. None of that, because it's just going to make you stay awake.
Okay. Yeah.
So you want to keep kind of counting sheep. And then you also need to look at, well, what have I changed? You know, did I have alcohol before I went to bed? Did I just eat? Because certainly if you have alcohol, while it puts you to sleep faster, it will absolutely cause you to wake up more often and feel more tired. And if you think about it and you like think of kids in college, or if you remember yourself at any point having way too much to drink, why is it that if you fell asleep so quickly, you are just beat? You feel tired when you wake up. And that's because of the effects of alcohol, both in a lot of the breakdown products called aldehydes, which affects inflammation, it affects your muscle. Some of the other breakdown products also just affect your mood, and the fact that you're not sleeping well because you're waking up as the alcohol gets metabolized, or you're waking up because alcohol gets what? It causes you to urinate more because it blocks one of the hormones that helps your kidneys to hold on to water. So all of those things make your sleep with alcohol that much worse. And so when you're having issues for an insomnia, definitely look back and see, did I have alcohol? When did I eat? Because even if you go to bed with a full stomach, you're much more likely to then wake up later in the night.
We're talking to Dr. Inel Rosario. She has been in the Twin Cities for more than two decades as an ENT and sleep physician. They call her the sleep doctor. Now, you said you had a practice in Invergrove Heights and in Roseville. You got to tell me where and what the name of the practice is, because I've got at least two text messages and folks want to know.
Well, I'm from the Bahamas. You can't quite tell by the accent right now, but originally from the Bahamas. So Andros is actually the largest island in the Bahamas, and I happen to be from that island. And so the clinic is called Andros, A-N-D-R-O-S, ENT and Sleep Center. And the one in Invergrove Heights is very easy to find. It's right off 494 and Upper 55th. And the other in Roseville is near the mall on Snelling Avenue and County Road C. So would look to have any of you visit us and find out more about how you can get your new year even better.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to get that rest.
You've
and I'm telling you,
sleep.
It is impacting everything. I was supposed to be hanging out with the kids last night and got an email from Almanac that somebody called in sick and they needed me to come do a monologue. I didn't see it because I was dragging.
Yeah,
I was tired. And so it went from I'm just losing sleep to I'm losing opportunities. I'm losing business. I'm losing time with my kids. They ain't even talking to me right now because I'm cranky. Because I haven't slept. So tell people how they can reach you, because I just got another note from, it looks like Kevin and Shani is sending a note, and they want to know the website and the phone number, because if anybody's out there is dealing with this, they know that it is going to impact everything. And every time I hear Chad Harmon talk about it, he is just exhausted. He is tired. He is frustrated because he's looking for relief to try to find some sleep and he can't find any.
Yeah. So the office number is 651-888-7800. So 651-888-7800. Or you can go to the website, which is Andros ENT -sleep.com, and you can find us there. We're on Facebook and on Instagram as well. While we're talking and what you mentioned there for patients and sleeping, the other part I want to emphasize is that some of the insomnia, I can't sleep, is also because people might be having periods of apnea. So an apnea is when you have 10 seconds or more pauses in your breathing, where in the past, before we got educated, people used to think it was funny, like, oh, listen to him snore. But we now know that that is absolutely not normal, and it is a sign that your airway is being restricted, and with that restriction comes decreased airflow, which causes a whole host of things, including your cortisol, like your stress hormone level going up, and your feeling good hormone, your serotonin levels going down. This would explain, like, when you see a little kid and they are acting out because they miss their naps. This is what grown-ups do. They miss their naps, and they're not sleeping well at nighttime, and they're having more of an issue. Also, from an insomnia standpoint, we try to encourage you, if you are going to take a nap during the daytime, try to not make it more than an hour, because otherwise that's really sleeping, and that will disrupt the continuity of your sleep as you go. For someone like me that's type A, and you, Shaletta, too, where it's like, oh, I got to get this thing done. I got to get the next thing done, but then I'll go to sleep. And you can feel your body going to sleep. And by the time you push past that natural circadian rhythm of going to sleep, your sleep quality then is lessened. Mm. So as much as possible, try to maintain a routine bedtime. And when you feel the urge to sleep, of course not when you're driving, but when you feel the urge to sleep, try to sleep at those times, because your quality of sleep is going to be better. And avoid reading at night too, because that backlit from like a candle is going to decrease your body's melatonin. And so you're then going to not have as good of a sleep quality. So if you want to read at nighttime, Have the light behind you, dim it down, try not to read on a candle, or change the background setting, including on your phone, so you minimize the blue light.
This is all such good information. Dr. Inel Rosario, thank you so much for being on the show today. Andros Sleep Center is where you need to find her, 651-888-7800. When I come back, I'm talking to my friend Steve Thompson. It is 2:51. I am so excited. My favorite part of the show is talking to my friend Steve Thompson. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Shaletta. How are you on this chilly day? I heard you earlier talk about the cold. And, you know, I was born in these parts and have lived my entire life in these parts. And I don't like it one bit. The older I get, the less I like the cold. But it looks like things are going to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to warm up. I swear to you, I was in the post office Thursday night, and I always get to the post office at 4:59 with a box of stuff, and they hate to see me coming. And so they were locking the doors, and I swear to you, it was so cold to me Thursday night that I thought about just staying in the post office. My car was right outside. I was like, I don't want to walk the 10 steps. I don't want to go outside and walk 10 steps to get to my car, but because it is so freaking cold outside.
Yeah, and I don't like wearing the big, ugly coat that I've got. I've got a big, ugly winter coat, and it's just kind of like climbing into the car and getting the belts on over that thing. And
yeah.
It's just not my favorite. But we will get a January thaw, and that is a good thing. And someone earlier in the week made a really good point.
Hmm.
They said, what if this is the coldest stretch of the winter, and we've almost got it in the rearview mirror?
I know. We just got like one or two more days to go, and then we're done. If we can get through today and tomorrow, it's in the 30s on Monday. They're talking about a little snow on Tuesday. And the thing that I don't like is the mud. You know, the kids and the mud and the snow and they're outside playing and they come inside and forget to take the boots off. You remember those days when your babies were little and you'd have to mop every 5 minutes because somebody was coming home from some practice or some school or some camp and you just kept having to clean up.
We would just wait until spring. We'd just kind of let it pile up.
Well, you know, I'm OCD about the cleaning. Right. Now, Steve, we got a lot of games on today. I know our Vikings are not there. What are my Texans looking like? Is it possible? You know, Baltimore is lights out. Lamar Jackson is doing his thing. You know, somebody said he wasn't quarterbacky enough, and then he lost his whole mind and broke all kind of records to prove that person wrong. I'm like, could somebody be quiet? I don't need Lamar Jackson having any motivation against the Texans.
Well, he is phenomenal and will eventually get the big money he deserves, the big guaranteed money that all the top quarterbacks. There was that contract controversy with Lamar Jackson, with the Ravens having back. Now they're the number one seed. They're playing at home. They're a great football team and are the favorite to go to the Super Bowl. But the Texans have found the key ingredient. They have a quarterback of the present and the future in C.J. Stroud. It's a great story. The Texans were one of those franchises before Stroud that they had no direction. They were one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of problems. You find a quarterback, and all of a sudden, everybody in the organization looks smarter. Yeah, I think they've got a chance. Number one, they have to play a perfect game today. They can't afford to turn over the football. And you know, if they can do that and play a clean game, you never know, any given Sunday, any given day in the NFL, one team can beat another because there's still a lot of good football players on all these teams, even the ones that don't make the playoffs. So I like the Ravens to make it to the Super Bowl. I think at the moment I would pick them over the 49ers. I think they're the team to beat. Even in the Super Bowl, I think the Ravens, and you brought up Lamar Jackson, who's phenomenal. They have so many other good players around him, and they have a great coach. I think John Harbaugh doesn't get enough credit for what he's done. So the combo platter of Jackson and Harbaugh, they've got it going on.
Okay, now I saw a story about the transfer portal. I'm concerned about Coach Prime. You know, these players get a chance to get in that portal and go wherever they want to go, but now they want to do some restricting. What's that all about, and is this a good thing?
Well, here's the thing about the transfer portal. What it is it's pretty much free agency for players. If a player isn't happy in any given school, they can move on to another school without penalty. In the old days, if you wanted to move on, you'd need to take a year off. You might forfeit eligibility, etc. Well, they've changed all of that, and I think it's a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Because the coaches, they've always had free agency. I got a better job. I got more pay. See ya. It's like our friend Kalen DeBoer from Milbank, South Dakota, led Washington to the national championship game. They got beat by Michigan, and it wasn't long after that Alabama called with Nick Saban, and he said, see you later. I'm going to Alabama and taking a big raise and a long-term deal. So I think it's only fair that the players, if they're not happy, can move on. But it's created a lot of chaos as well. I don't know in reality how you restrict it, because it would just take one player to stand up, get a lawyer, and challenge those rules. You can't make me play for Minnesota, or you can't make me play for Alabama or Colorado or whatever. If I'm not happy here and I want to move on, the kid should have the right to do it. Now, is there too much movement where players are three, four schools in their eligibility? That's crazy to me. But I just don't know how in reality they restricted, Shalana.
Well, I needed that clarity. I appreciate you giving it to me. Your show's coming up next. Tell me quick what you got going on.
Yeah, we got Doug around the corner, computer talk, tech talk. A little bit later on, Twins president David St. Peter. It's a big week for the Twins. You got the Winter Caravan, Twins Fest, etc. The Diamond Awards. Joe Mauer might get into the Hall of Fame. So Dave's going to join us following the weather at 4:30.
All right, Steve. Y'all stick around for my friend's show. And thank you for hanging out with me. It's been a blast. We'll see you next week.